World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I got to apologize. I'm getting the feedback under me a little bit here. I finally figured out why the water is coming into my multi-million dollar studio. And it's because my grandkids left the outdoor hose on. Now, why would the outdoor hose be on in winter? So I don't know. But I think, not making this up, I think it's been on for a week. We've got snow on the ground. It's snowing. Why would I be outside looking to see if a hose is on, right? And so I happened to wander out there, and oh my goodness, it was pumping that water out right down into the foundation, into my studio. So we got that taken care of. Still got snow on the ground, and boy, that was something. And then my computer, like I lost my computer, got a new computer. It's still not operating. So some of you have to been sending me emails, and I'm not getting back to you. I'm not ignoring you. It's just been I walk away from my computer for 5 days. I get swamped with stuff. I appreciate the information, the updates, and the things that you people sound like Ross Perot, that you guys send to me. I do. I look at every one of them. I look at every video, and I try to figure out, Lord, where does this fit into where we're going to go today? And then the truth happens that after 2 days, I forget about that video that you sent. And so if you get one and you think it's good and you send it to me 4 days ago and I didn't respond, send it to me again. Maybe I just kind of got lost in the shuffle. So, great to be here. How many more days? Four more days. I got a lot of stuff I want to talk about here today as we get right into it. Let me go to my stuff real quick. Just so that you all know out there, Bob Roy, their family in Maine lost a son-in-law yesterday. And just be lifting up to Roy's. The daughter, Amy, I think was her name, her husband. She one of those short, quick, I don't get the statistics wrong, or, you know, I believe it was a short, one of those like turbo cancers things got him, and children, just a grieving of that. So just want the Roys to know that they are, in fact, in our prayers. What does that mean? Says, well, you're in my prayers. What does that mean? What does it mean? The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know, one of the craziest things for us to try to figure out in this faith walk is, why does God seem to answer some prayers and doesn't answer others? Because I didn't pray hard enough. I didn't use the right words. What is it? What is it? You know, and I don't know. Here comes my grandson David. He's come here, Dave. Dave stayed all night last night. I'm going to come over and get him. Let him get his mug in here so y'all can see. He's getting bigger every day. And so I can't explain it. Here, Dave, come on here real quick. Dave and his sister stayed all night with us last night. There's Davey.
Hello.
Throw him up there, Spence. Oh, Davey, is he up on the screen? This is LD, little Dave. How old are you, little Dave?
Nine.
9 years old. And this guy's a man of God. Huh? This guy's going to carry on a heritage, a legacy. Like we don't even know. All right, dude, enough screen time for you. Get him out of here. Where was I? So anyway, I'm behind. Okay, I'm stressed because I'm a little bit behind with my information and all that kind of stuff. Just ask all of you out there that you'd pray that you would bear with me. Hey, listen, folks, they need propane down in Swannanoa. Oh my Lord, they need propane. Now we're feeding Cowboy Dave propane. Spencer, if you could, pull up the Liberty Action Network and pull up that list of places where people can donate that Clay put together for us. And friends, we're one man operation here, basically, right? We can only do so much. So we found out, right, 2005 hurricane relief opportunities or hurricane rebuild. Click on it. These are different places that you can donate, that you can help if you want to. They are swamped, overwhelmed. I saw it yesterday. Propane. Folks, a propane tank lasts maybe one night, right? So if you really want to help people out, and we appreciate you giving here, and we're supporting the propane attempts of Cowboy Dave down there. Hey, come here, Annie. Annie stayed all night, too. So there's a lot of places you can give. That's in the Liberty Action Network. Go ahead and put that in the chat, if you will. Hang on. I got to show off one more who stayed with me. Now, come on in here. This is Annie the Banani. There's Aniston. How old are you, Annie?
Six.
6 years old. And Annie's one of my favorites. Because why, Annie? What was it Grampy taught you?
When you fall down.
Say it loud so they can hear you.
When you fall down, you get back up again.
When you fall down, you get back up again. Amen. She'll carry that throughout. All right, Annie. Thanks for coming down here. Okay, cool. Rob Pugh, Wisconsin Christian News. I'm sorry, I shift gears on you. Go to the Liberty Action Network. Put it in the chat. Any place you want to give, donate. We have vetted them. Clay's vetted them. This is a good place that you can help. All right? And yes, we're still going to work on trying to get down there and help. But wow. Coach, what are you looking at? Rob Pugh, Wisconsin Christian News. Pull that up there. Rob's having a – I'll have Rob on to talk about this later on. And it's the first one there, Spence, WCN. Wisconsin Christian News. Rob's – this is one of the few Christian newspapers still left in the nation, actually, or not. But I want you to scroll down a bit, Spence. Rob's having an event April 4th and 5th. Right there, you can keep – there it is, April 4th and 5th. Folks, you want to, first of all, you want to get together with like-minded people. If you're so sick and tired of everywhere you go, nobody understands, boom, there's a guy. Pastor Art Pulaski, you know him, right? Huh? The guy, the Canadian guy they arrested, Ted Brower, Pastor Matt Twella, Coach Dave, Don Wolf, Scott Sharp, Grace's dad, Pastor Butch Paul, Dr. Mike Spaulding. And this is taking place up in what the heck's the name of it? Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Christian News. And the date on that is what, Spence? Scroll that back down there. Love to see some of you up. It's great fellowship. Leighton Howerton is going to be doing the music. And all the information is there. Wisconsin Christian News. And I forgot the date because I can't see it.
April 4th.
April 4 and 5. April 4 and 5. Cool. Another one. Pull up Tom Dunn. And Tom Dunn's going to join us on the show on Monday. Okay? Tom, don't run away from the fight. Through the black. Tom Dunn is hosting a conference called Strange Land. Now, I hope we find the date, or maybe you needed just to click on that thing. Whatever it was. It's an event in Mansfield, Ohio. Yeah, I think you can just click on it. Strange. And March 27th through the 30th at Mansfield, Ohio. And I love what Tom Dunn does, because he gets into the spiritual aspect of what it is that we're dealing with. Okay. Also on Monday, there's how you get in there. Who's the speaker? Scroll down, please. Scroll down. Jason Spears, Christopher Dean, Patrick Meekum, Coach Dave, George Carneal, Mark Harrington, Save Them, Noel Maxwell. So here's what's going on. Kenny Say. Same thing, folks. Same thing. It's a gathering of folks who really get it and understand what's going on. Doc Spaulding pops in there again. Gregory Reed's going to do a special message. Okay, so listen. Here's what I want you to know. Monday morning, Tom Dunn is going to join us here at Coach Dave Live, and he's going to do a little session on spiritual warfare, casting out devils, taking spiritual authority. Monday morning, Tom will be here to discuss more of that. But he has an event coming March 27th through the 30th. Don't miss it. I'm sorry I'm doing this to you. I'm just kind of behind the scenes here a little bit. All right? Cool. Anything else? Anybody for the good of the group? Any information here for the good of the group? And I'm going to dive into where we're running today. Coverdale Socia. He's going to, maybe others, heading to D.C. this weekend. Cover him. Keep him safe. Lord be with him. We're glad he's going to be there. We support him. Yada, yada, yada. Anything for the good of the group? Let me get over here real quickly, and then we'll dive in. Betty.
Yeah, just say prayers for Keith. He's I don't know what's going on, but something's going on with him. So keep him in your prayers, please.
Is that the Keith that joins us in the show every morning, Betty?
Every morning.
Keith's in here every morning. And what maybe what's going on, without going on the details, maybe what's going on with Keith?
Well, something with his heart. He said it was racing and he wasn't feeling good. And he didn't really want to go to hospital, but he wouldn't answer his phone. And I tried three times. So.
Right. Well, Lord, we just lift up Keith to you now. Healing is the children's bread, Father. We just pray that you'd touch him and you'd heal him. And Lord, there are others out there. There are others out there. Lord, we just pray that your grace and your mercy be available to them all. In Jesus' name. Ray LeBlanc, come on in. How's Jane doing?
She's doing much better. Yeah. We don't know exactly if all the cancer's gone, but doing everything that we humanly possibly can with prayer and support. So trusting in the Lord that she's going to pull out of this all together.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Yeah. Real quick, though, Saturday morning early, four of us are ready to head down to Shwananoa. We got loads of propane tanks, blankets, heaters, generators, boxes of shoes, all kinds of stuff. So the weather, though, is pretty nasty. Even leaving here in Wisconsin, we're going down to minus 15 degrees. I know it's about 20s down there, 20, 30. So the weather is pretty bad. So
hey, Ray, you guys are welcome to do a layover down here if you want to. Okay, it's sky high. I think sky high is open.
Maybe on the way. I doubt we're going to. One good thing, Coach, is Cowboy Dave hasn't been home for months. And when we get down there, we're going to alleviate him for 5 days. We're going to stay for a whole week. Let him go home and be with his wife. And we're going to man the grounds. Jackie's going to go over to Anchor Ridge and work with Amanda. And the three men, we're going to stay with Coaches Dave and fix up his place a little bit. So
awesome.
Ask the blessings of the Lord on that.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Ray, folks. Folks, I'm going to say this not because I'm patting myself on the back. I want you to know this. You guys support Ray monthly. You guys do that, folks. I want you to know that. The Bible says that no soldier goes to warfare at his own charges, his own expenses. I don't expect Ray LeBlanc, although he would do it, I don't expect him to dig in his pocket and go down there and do ministry out of his own pocket. And so we support him. And Ray, I'm going to send you some more money on this trip down there. We don't want it. It should not be a burden to do ministry. Now, we know to give. We know give. We're supposed to give. And sometimes you have to sacrificially give. And I want you to know that that's kind of some of the stuff that we do. We support those guys that are down there slugging away. So, cool. All right. Can I move on here a little bit? Pull up for me. I didn't know if I was going to. Did you guys watch? Did you watch how they treated Pete Hegseth? Did anybody watch that? Can I show you really what the problem is? I'm going to talk about that here in a second. Pull up the real quick video of Pig Hegseth, who is running for department. What is he? Defense Department, head of the Department of Defense. And folks, here's why they hate him. Here's why those scumbag. Can I say that? Here's why those Luciferian, God-hating senators attack him. Here's the real reason. Go ahead and play that.
And as Jenny and I pray together every morning, all glory, regardless of the outcome, belongs to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. His grace and mercy abounds each day. May his will be done. And as Jenny...
Got it, huh? That's it, folks. One of the problems we have in Christianity is we don't understand the gospel. So he sits there for 3 days, whatever it was, and they drag up old sins out of his past, and they don't understand the gospel. Yes, I did that, but it's under the blood. They don't understand it, friends. They don't understand it. So I want to show you something here today. Spencer, see if I can find it for you. Which one is it? Which one? Hey, is this the one? Yeah. Pull up evidence from Kash Patel. Pull that up for me real quick. On your screen. I got some memes here this morning. Kash Patel posted this yesterday in regards to Pete Hegseth. You see it, Spence? It says evidence meme. Kash Patel posted yesterday, cocaine was found at Joe Biden's house, in the White House. A dead body was found at Obama's house. A male prostitute was found at Pelosi's house. An illegal server was found at Clinton's house. But they raid Trump, right? They raid Trump. These people, I mean, it's unbelievable, man. It's really, really unbelievable what it is that we're dealing with. Because why? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, principalities, powers, evil spirits in high places. I want to show you something here this morning. I want to read you something here this morning, if I could. Pull it up there, Spence, my commentary today. The tyranny of the minority. It's next to last. Tyranny of the minority. And I think we're starting to wake up. You know, for a generation, at least a generation, long as I've been alive, we've been told to just be nice, especially the downtrodden and the minor, be nice. Christians are nice and loving. And as a result of that, we've fallen into what I call the tyranny of the minority. I want to lay this out there and then I'm going to open it up, okay? It tells us the wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. That's Psalm 12. How many out there would agree that everywhere you look, there are wicked men? They're everywhere you look. Why? Because the vilest of men are being exalted. Who's being exalted? Look on the media who they are putting in front of our children as role models. Vile means morally base or impure. Well, say that again, Coach. Vile has to do with morality. Morally base or impure. Sinful, deprived by sin, wicked, hateful in the sight of God and of good men. The wicked walk on every side when morally base or impure, sinful, depraved by sin, wicked, hateful in the sight of God. Men walk up and down the streets. And that is what we're dealing with today. Has there ever been a time in America where vile men had seized the reins of power more than they have today? I mean, there's always been vile men in America, but they were considered outlaws, crooks, and criminals. At least when I was growing up. How about you, Ray? Huh? They were crooks and criminals. Evil men are nothing new. History books are filled with the names of wicked men who pillaged their way through society. But never until recently have these wicked, vile men and women been exalted. Given TV shows, elected to Congress. They're exalted. Like many of you in the baby boom generation, we were raised in an era when evil was easily identified. The good guys wore white. The bad guys wore black. The movie makers dressed them that way, so it would be obvious for the observers to understand who they should be rooting for. At least until the bad guys took over Hollywood. A lone ranger sat on a white horse named Silver, just in case young eyes weren't sure enough to whom to emulate. Roy Rogers, John Wayne, Clark Kent, Matt Dillon. They were the role models sold to us under the banner of what? Truth, justice, and the American way. That was Superman. That was the American way, you know. A nation where American boys and girls were raised to be honest, moral, virtuous. But virtue's out of style. Old-fashioned today. While the wicked parade down the streets of Main Street, America. Somebody give me an amen just to encourage me. Thumbs up, huh? Somebody just give me an amen.
Boom. Amen.
Yep, amen.
Okay. If you want to figure out how we got in this mess, simply look at who and what it is that is exalted in America today. Taylor Swift, 38 years old, probably will never be a mother. I'll never be a mother. No wonder evil walks on every side. I grieve for America today. The shining city set on a hill ain't so shiny anymore. The vilest of men have left skid marks. As we sit here in January of 2025, watching cataclysmic destruction of America by floods and fires, could it be that God's heavy hand of judgment's falling on this land? If so, are we complicit in the circumstances which brought the judgment about? You better pause right there, man, and ask yourself, what role have you played in the exaltation of vile men? Huh? What role have you played? What role has the church played? We're told in the scripture that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Sin has collateral damage. And it's always the innocent who seem to pay, the greatest price. Collateral damage is, that's the wave that spills out the sides of the boat as you fly down the lake. I got a boat. I know what that means. You get in the, you make a wake. That's collateral damage of the boat gone through. So folks, look no farther than the people who are driving the boat. If America's to survive, and we clearly are on life support, good men are going to have to do something. America must regain her moral moorings. Right is right and wrong is wrong, and we must begin to push back against the fog of moral relativism. Believers are exhorted in Psalm 11:3 that if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The foundations are crumbling, boys and girls. What are we going to do? Donald Trump cannot save America. It's foolish to think that America will change simply by changing the resident of the White House. But it does appear that he is not anti-Christian in the way his predecessors were. He has opened the doors for the rebuilding of America's foundation. It's time for Christians to get some hammer and nails and quit complaining about the fact that he's not Christian enough. What's wrong with you? According to Pew Research, a supermajority of Americans claim to be followers of Christ. As recent as 2023, folks, do you know this? Click on Pew Research real quick, Spence. Click on that. Did you know how religious are Americans? Scroll down, bud. About blew me away. 70% of Americans are Christians. 70%, 68%. Now, 20 years ago, it was 90%. So we're on a down. But 7 out of 10 people that you walk to in the on the streets are Christians, yet we won't let Christianity in the schools. Can't offend anybody. Not allowed to tell the truth when the majority. Okay, go back. Yet Christian values are no longer taught in our government schools. Do you realize that the most famous person in the history of humanity, the man by whom the passage of time is recorded, do you understand this is 2025 AD, time measured by the birth and death of Jesus Christ? Do you understand that? The man upon which all of Western civilization was founded is not permitted to be mentioned in the American government schools. And they are government schools, folks. Department of Education's got to go. Purely from a historical perspective, take religion out of it. From a historical perspective, how could any American student graduate from high school without an understanding of the impact of Jesus Christ on the world? 70% of Americans claim Christianity, and we act like it's not even, poison. The state of Louisiana, go Dale, recently passed a law requiring the posting of the Ten Commandments in public schools. Several other states are following their lead. This is the rebuilding of the foundation in which Christians must engage. It's time we oppose the tyranny of the minority. You notice you're not allowed to criticize anybody. You're not allowed, white privilege, Oh, come on. You see, freedom of religion is a Christian ideal. It's only because the American foundation is Christian that the sanctity of conscience is protected. Is there Christianity in Russia, in China, in Iraq, in Iran? Yeah, it's there. But you're not allowed to practice it. Because why? Because Islam doesn't believe in the right of the individual. That is an American ideal. That is a Christian ideal. The scriptures tell us that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. I'm not afraid to hear some Muslim talk about his religion. Why? Because I know the truth. I got the truth. I'm not threatened by what he might say. Christianity is liberty's greatest friend. In no other country can a non-believer have such religious liberty as they have in America. You are free to be an atheist. You are free to be a homo. You are free to do anything you want to do, except some of those things violate the law because they violate the laws of nature and of nature's God. The opposite of liberty is tyranny. The minority are hell-bent on respecting your liberty as they claim it hinders the exercise of theirs. Tyranny is defined as a despotic exercise of power. Putting restrictions on my liberty does not increase yours. Free exercise means, well, free exercise. The tyranny of the minority is destroying this nation. Gay Pride Month? Huh? JR is out there working as hard as he can to get, what, Natural Family Month? Are there more gay families or more natural families? Tyranny of the minority. Is the Spirit of the Lord bring, if the Spirit of the Lord brings liberty, what does the absence of the Lord bring? It's time to end the tyranny of the minority. Now, hey, friends, we hear it all the time, right? In the recent election, they hate the Electoral College because they want to go by the tyranny. They want the majority vote in the nation to win, right? Now, all of a sudden, they're for the majority, right? Now they're for the majority. But when it affects them, oh, no, no, no. They want the minority. They want the minority. They want their, you understand where I'm going with it? You understand what we're dealing with here? And at some point, we're going to have to stand up and say, hey, sorry, dude. Sorry, dude. Get in the back of the line. Sorry. We voted this in. We're going to teach this to your children. And by the way, they'll just have to see. A non-Christian sends their kid into the public school and says, I don't want them to hear anything about Jesus. Well, the homosexuals send homosexuality into the public schools, and the Christians say, I don't want to hear anything about homosexuality on my children. And the government says, like it or lump it, dude. Like, we're tolerant and diverse here, right? You understand? That is tyranny of the minority. Okay, I had to get that out of me. Laura Ann, come on in. Can't hear you.
The Pew Report also did one on the fastest growing faith around the world and everything, and it's Islam, it's Muslims, and with that report, there's a group called nuns, which is mostly everybody that's stating that they're a Christian, that they've left the church based on how the church has become. So it's not just the current generations, but it's even in our generation. Whether you're a boomer or an Xer, because we're leaving the church because it's now become a political organization, and it's brand development. All these churches now become brand development. How are you going to represent my brand? And how are you going to bring money in for my brand? But I don't have to pay you to be salespeople.
Okay, so let me ask this, folks. How do you determine what's evil? Bible says, can two walk together unless they agree? Huh? How can we have a nation? How can we have a republic if we can't agree on what is right and what is wrong? In other words, if the foundations be destroyed, 11:3, what is the foundation? It is the platform upon which all of us stand, and it has always been Christianity. Until we ran into the tyranny of the minority telling you, now hang on. It covers a lot of different areas, right? We all know about racism and everything that took place in 1960. We know about slavery. And yes, hey, folks, how much longer till the Black Americans are equal with white Americans? How much longer? How much longer? How much longer till women are equal to men? How much longer? See, women have always been equal to men. They're just different. And see, we want to exalt and lift up differences. Paul, come on in.
A couple of things. Number one, that argument the point you made about people say, you know, when people say we should have Christian values and taught in the back in our schools, and they ring up, well, that means we have to have everybody else's opinion.
That's right.
So that's fine. If it's the truth, it's going to stand up, and it will stand on its own merit. And that's what universities used to be about, freedom of ideas. But, you know, that's...
Hey, Paul. thou shalt not kill. Does that discriminate? Does that discriminate between black guys and white guys? Thou shalt not lie. Does that discriminate? Is that race-based? Huh? What is it? Go ahead.
But coach, you know what the thing about that is, if you take it a step further, you're free. If you're in Christ, you're free.
Amen.
So these people that say they're not free, like certain people that you see on TV that promote this crap, but if you're in Christ, you're free. You know, that's the great equalizer.
So, Paul, I don't steal from people because there's a law against it. I don't steal from people because it's wrong. I don't cheat on my wife because there's a law against it. I don't know. Is there really a law? I don't know if there's a law against adultery or not. I don't know. But I don't cheat on my wife because it's wrong. And so how do we ever get to the point where we figure out what is right and what is wrong? Now, hang on. It's just as wrong to pick a woman. If I'm going for a job and a woman's going for the job, just the two of us, it's just as wrong to give the job to the woman just because she's a woman. And that's what we're permitted. That's what DEI is all about. It is the tyranny of the minority. Pull up autism action real quick, Spence. Folks, we got to understand this stuff. They're going to guilt trip you into doing it. Now, this is amazing. The human rights agenda. This was put together. Join us in championing. I'm not going over here on my screen. Join us in championing a New York where every individual's human rights are upheld and medical freedom is a cornerstone of our health system. Here's what they're pushing for. How about this? How about we start doing this in our local towns? Number one, the Let Us Work Act. Make New York City rehire all workers fired for refusing the COVID shot. Two, restore the religious exemption from vaccine mandates to attend school, a right still enjoyed in 48 other states. I have the right to go to school without taking a shot. Number three, Education for All Act. Return physicians' authority to write medical exemptions from vaccine mandates without the interference of the school district, the schools. Give the doctors the right to exempt you for religious reasons. Number four, you understand they don't, right? You used to have religious exemptions, and now, even though the First Amendment of the Constitution guarantees you the right to freedom of religion, the government says, nope, not here. Sorry, not here. Separation between the church and the state, not here. And so the church, the government, becomes the church. Require a parent, these are rules they're pushing, folks. Amendments require a parent to be present when an immunization is given to a minor. Make it the law. This is already required by federal law, but New York State simply ignores that law. And three separate proposed laws take away parents' rights to even know what medical procedures are done to our children. Wow. Number five. Allow people injured by mandated vaccines to sue governments that mandated the vaccine. If a government requires people to get a vaccine, then the government must take legal responsibility for any injuries caused by the mandate. Okay, I got something for you. Sit back here. I'm sorry it's so much me here today, but you need to see this. Pull it up for me, Spence. It's what's it say? I know. Where the heck is it? Come on, coach. Come on, coach. Dr. Martin. It's down at the bottom. Dr. Martin. 1.5 speed. This is 24 minutes. We're not going to watch all 24 minutes. Spencer, put it in the chat. Go to 1.5 speed and listen to what Dr. Martin tells us about the medical lies they told us. Go ahead.
Well, the translators are gone and the live stream is waning, which means that if we just listen to my colleague Matthias, the best thing in the world would be to leave it to you, the people. Now it's up to you to share what clearly, based on the cavernous emptiness we see in all of these spaces, is only going to be heard if you share it. So it feels very appropriate that I should be the one with the quietest voice. But let's let that lion roar, shall we? I'm done talking about COVID, and I'm done talking about SARS-CoV-2, and I'm done for a very simple reason. For 110 years, we, the people of the world, have been lied to. We're a group of very small number of criminal industrial conspirators decided to subordinate the entirety of the human population for the purpose of their sinister plans to enrich themselves while impoverishing and killing the rest of humanity. And I'm done being polite. We've long passed polite. When the words acceptable death rate become part of an industrial norm, we have lost the plot of humanity. And that's not my words. Those were the words of the World Health Organization and of Pfizer and of Moderna when they were given the authorization to begin the process of killing human beings in the interest of advancing their goals. Next slide. And I'm also not going to sugarcoat this. This is a criminal cartel. We are acting as though there's some sort of redeemable quality somewhere in some esoteric layer that somehow or another the World Health Organization must have some salutatory benefit. Well, I'm going to tell you, since its formation in the 1940s, the World Health Organization has been nothing more than a criminal cartel that has a sole and singular intent. And I will show you the document that proves what I'm saying. This is not an allegation. This is actually provable by their own words in their own hand. And they use a four-step process to execute every one of their nefarious plans. They begin by planning an exercise. Then they go to the business of funding that exercise. Then they create the rationale for the thing that they're going to do, and then they deploy and profit from it. And in violation of 15 U.S. Code Section 19, which for those of you listening, coincidentally started with the Clayton Act in the same year that the World Health Organization in the United States, 1913, the same year the World Health Organization's progenitors also started. So I find it fascinating that we passed the Clayton Act in 1913, and we set in motion 110 years ago the criminal conspiracy, which we now call the World Health Organization, 110 years later. And in violation of TEFU, or TEFU, I don't even know how to say it, the TFEU, the treaty allegedly for the functioning of the European Union, which I think needs to now be called the Treaty for the Dysfunctional European Cabal, Article 101 unambiguously lays out the conditions that this was never a public health anything. It was racketeering for the purpose of instilling terror to adapt the behavior of a population. Period. That's what it was. That's what it always was. And we can come up with every theoretical argument we want to make about things, but the problem, even with the theory that we had an outbreak of something, is falsifiable for the data from Zurich that shows us that in the year of the death pandemic of the globe, life insurance companies paid $30 billion less in claims. Now, if there's a medical professional or a social professional or anybody else who wants to debate that we could develop a virus cunningly that could find out your bank account, your insurance policy statements, and whether you're paid up on your premiums, that's a big ask. It turns out that the data is unambiguous. We did not have a pandemic. We had genocide. And we need to call it what it is. Next slide. When I say we planned it, let's make sure we understand exactly the not-so-fine print of the fine print. And I want to call your attention first to the right-hand column of the slide. This is the 2011 data that the World Health Organization, the Wellcome Trust, PATH, and the Gates Foundation did on their wonderful worldwide program for a malaria vaccine for children under the age of 6 months of age. And in their clinical trial, it's helpful to point out that they murdered 66 children in the vaccine group and then cunningly used the term control for a control group in which they murdered 28 children. Now, the reason I said murdered and the reason why I use that term is because it's exactly what it was. Because it turns out that this control group was not a saline injection. It was not some sort of innocuous, innocent thing. It was actually a cocktail of other known pathogenic disease-carrying injections. The control group was known to kill people, and the experimental control group was actually theoretically maybe going to kill people. And what we did was we actually went ahead and murdered them all. And cunningly, under Article 5, Section 13, which I've put on this slide, I want you to understand why I said, at its formation in 1947, when the WHO was funded and founded, it was funded and founded by people intent to commit a crime because of their own language. Section 13 of Article 5 ends with the following statement. Immunity from personal arrest or detention, blah, blah, blah. Immunity from legal process of every kind. Now, if you didn't intend to commit a crime, why would you need to give yourself permanent and absolute immunity from every form of prosecution, and it's worse, even investigation for prosecution of every kind?
Okay, stop.
People sit there and pretend.
Put it in the chat. Put it in the chat. By the way, exact same thing going on when Joe Biden is pardoning people in the government, right? It's the exact same thing over again, friends. Tyranny of the minority. The minority, in this case, are the powerful minority, the Bill Gates, the WHO, the those, whoever those people are, those Psalm 2 kings of the earth who set themselves. Those are the tyranny of the minority. We have to understand this. That my mom told me when I was a little kid, when I used to beat up on my little brother, she said, Dave, might doesn't make right. And the American government believes might makes right. They force us to do it. Put that clip in there from Dr. Martin. It's worth seeing. I promise. Jeff Kleinerman will get you in here. One more thing I want to pull up, okay? Pull up who was an email says on who was right. I sent you a bunch of emails this morning, Spence, because I was being distracted. Huh? Hey, are you ready, folks? You ready, conspiracy theorists out there? Who was correct? Hunter's laptop. Were the journalists right or the conspiracy theorists? How about mRNA vaccination harm? Journalists? Nope. Conspiracy theory? Yep. Plandemic? Nope. Yep. Lockdown? Wrong. Right. Ivermectin efficacy. They are now promoting ivermectin, folks. Nope. It's going to kill you. Yes, it's good for you, conspiracy theorists. Hydroxychloroquine efficacy. Was hydroxychloroquine? No, can't be taken that. No, no, no. Now they're prescribing it, huh? Right? Face mask was useless, we told them. No, no, you conspiracy theorists. Now what do we know? It's useless. Censorship, social media. They were blocking. Zuckerberg's coming over, huh? Why? Because his ass is in trouble. Epstein Island, elite pedophilia, biolabs in Ukraine, child trafficking, Russiagate, Steele dossier, Ukraine corruption. Should we go on and on and on? Hey, boys and girls, we're on the right side of the ledger, aren't we? This whole time, we have been right. Come on in, Jeff.
Boom. Coach, right after you, as you shared that, I thought about this, what I shared with you last night. It's amazing. I've went in for bad cough into the urgent care in Mount Vernon. And no, I haven't been in a doctor's office or a hospital or sick or anything in 50 years. Nothing. So I go in there. Doctor starts asking me questions. And I told him, I said, I took a Z-Pack we had on the shelf at home and I took some antibiotic I had, see if I could kick this thing. It didn't. I've had it 2 or 3 weeks. The cough's gotten worse. I said, I'd use my ivermectin. You taking anything over the counter? I said, I do my fruits and veggies, vitamins, Z3, zinc, D3, whatever. I named off all the stuff I take daily just to try and keep healthy. And I said, if I had some hydroxychloroquine right now, I'd be taking it to get rid of this crap. So he said, let me ask you a couple questions. And here's
this is the doctor asking you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I figured this out. He was taking his own poll. Now, I'll say this up front. He's a really good dude. I like this guy. He said, I'm going to ask you a couple questions. What do you think of the CDC? I said, they're evil and they're corrupt. I mean, I just barked it out at him. He said, well, how about the WHO? I said, just the same, if not worse. I don't trust either one. I mean, farther I can throw them. He said, well, you're pretty opinionated. I said, well, you got to be. And so then he starts telling me what he thought would help take care of this for me and get this cleared up. He said, would you be willing to take that? I said, Doc, if you're telling me the truth and I'll take care of what I got, give it to me. I'll take it. And then he talked and was real friendly. Nice guy. But he was taking his own little poll, probably from where all this is coming from. He wanted to know what my thoughts were on it. He didn't want to say it, but he wanted to ask me.
So, folks, what we're going to find out, and again, this comes back. I think I shared this. Thanks, Jeff. Dr. Sherry, I'm not dropping names. I was on with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny yesterday, and I think I told you guys this. She said 3 or 4 years ago that this was going to manifest in mass deaths, and they weren't going to make the connection between the vaccine and the death. So we don't understand that the medical schools have been seized. Some of their greatest funding is coming from the pharmaceutical companies and I'm not against medicine. I'm not against medicine. But pharmaceutical, Spencer, see how fast you are there real quick. Pharmacology. See if we can find the root word. Some of you know this. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. What is pharmacology? It's the science of drugs and medications, a field encompassing drug composition, properties, function, sorcery, or synthesis. It's sorcery, folks. If we were look at the word, well, I'm not going to spend any more time on it. Pharmacology is sorcery. Sorcery. And all it does is mask another problem that you have. And yet, you turn on any TV show, which we don't do it anymore, there they are, AstraZeneca, the advertisements, take this to finish that, take this to take care of that, like Jeff was just talking about, right? So, folks, we find ourselves, I believe, this is the apex of the seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. And always remember this, that Satan comes as an angel of light. Angel of light. I was reading something yesterday. Do you have any idea? Probably all of us. The poisons that are trapped inside our bodies, if we could actually detox and get the things out of our bodies that have been put in there by pharmacological studies. Well, you say, Coach, take this pill. It slows down your heart rate. Does anybody ever ask the question, why does it do that? Why should I take a pill that makes my heart slow down? Well, they say, Coach, take this pill. It's going to give you lower blood pressure. I say, good. Why would I want to take a pill that's going to lower my blood pressure? Wouldn't it be better if I found out why my blood pressure was high? Could it be something I'm eating? Could it be something I'm not doing? That's why they poo-poo so much what we call holistic doctors, the ones who treat the patient rather than the symptoms. All right, I'm going to shut up. Somebody come in, rescue me. We got 10 minutes left here. I got more.
Well, you're dead on, Coach.
Go, Vinny.
You're dead on about the whole thing. They mask symptoms. They don't address the actual issue.
They mask.
And then we don't speak of the side effects. No one ever really listens because they play joyful scenes while they mention side effects to distract you.
Okay, so let's do this real quick, friends. Hey, I look, this is just right off the top here. Spencer, I want you to type in Google for me lisinopril, L-I-S-O-N, lisinopril side effects. Lisinopril side effects. So your doctor's going to prescribe you this pill, by the way, which they have done to me. I'm on lisinopril. There should be, well, there they are. You want to take some lisinopril? Well, you're going to get a cough, maybe, diarrhea, low blood pressure. See, they give you lisinopril because they say they're going to lower your blood pressure. Okay, well, it's going to give you an abnormal heart rhythm. It's going to make you tired, muscle weakness, decreased urination, allergic reactions. You might get a headache, maybe a rash. You might have stomach pain, chest pain. You might get a fever. You're yelling of your skin or your eyes. You might get shortness of breath, angioedema. I don't even know what the hell that is. You might get dizzy. You might be nauseous, not have trouble swallowing. You might even faint. You might get hyperkalemia. You might have confusion, unusual tiredness, decreased in sexual ability. Hey, we'll lower your blood pressure. And folks, this kind of stuff is going on over and over and over and over again. And when you go to your doctor and the doctor says, would you list all the medications that you're on? Why do they want to list all the medications that you're on? Because they may be giving you another medication that's going to compound what they've already given to you, right? And so we're masking symptoms, treating symptoms rather than the cause. So somebody just put up a Dr. Artis and snake venom. Oh my goodness. And hey, I'm nicotine. Did you see today? Is it on? Where did I see it? The FDA now once again to ban nicotine when nicotine, according to Dr. Artis, is a nutrient we need. They're trying to, oh my goodness. Are the pharmaceutical companies trying to make you well or trying to make you dependent on the pharmaceutical that they're giving you?
Boom.
Mm. Jeff, go on again.
Yeah, I forgot a little bit else what he said, but you know, and they didn't make me wear a mask, didn't ask me. And he did ask me, he said, listen, I told him how 3 or 4 weeks I've had this crud. And then it went away for about 4 or 5 days and came back with vengeance. He said, you know what? He said, I'll be honest with you. This ain't COVID. Well, how's he know if he didn't test me? They wanted to test everybody all this time. You know what I mean? But he looked at me and said, you had flu A and it come back as flu B and it come back stronger. He said, we can take care of this. He He was just good. You know what I mean? I think he's tired with all the crap too.
So here's what Dr. Timpany told me. A doctor, you go visit your doctor. Thank God for Paul Gosman, guys like him. You go visit your doctor. I don't know about you. I quit going to regular doctors. Last time I went there, he got in front of a computer and he asked me questions. He typed in stuff on the computer and then he gave me a drug based on what the computer said. Anybody have that happen to you? You go in there, blah, 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 blah. Oh yeah. Well, here, do this. Give him this. Give him this. What? Yeah, give him this. Folks, that's what's making us sick. It creates other symptoms that then you go get another drug to treat the symptom they created. And you say, you can't go off of lisinopril because it's lowering your blood pressure. I said, yeah, but I can't. I don't have any energy. Oh, well, here, take this pill. Right? But, oh, my God. Moderator, come on in.
Well, we were talking about this chasing the symptoms. You know, I know a couple, but one of these ladies, she has a condition. So she goes to the doctor and gets some medication, then she starts having some side effects from that. So she calls the doctor and he says, well, come back in. And of course they prescribe her more pills to combat those side effects, but then those pills have other side effects. Yep. And so they said, go back in there. So, you know, the pill regimen is up to 12 a day now, so that she can just have all the things. And I said, have you ever considered, I'm just asking, have you ever considered not being on any of it and seeing if you were better off? You know, I'm just, it has to come with the cost. You know, there's no doubt.
Well, Chad, amen. I got to tell you something. I maybe give out too much. I moved away from some of the pharmaceuticals. I found my wife and I, she's got a different one, a chiropractor who's holistic. He said, Coach, here's what you need. You're low in this. You got to, here, take this, and it'll get you. Think about that, friends. Think about that, how the manufactured food that we're eating and the nutrients that aren't in there anymore. They're not in. You look around. Ask yourself, why is it so many people you see are fat? Why is there an epidemic of overweight people? Could it be because of the food additives? Could it be because the nutrition isn't good? Could it be that our body's crying out for nutrition and we're not getting it in our food? And then Brian Artist comes along and says, hey, you might want to get some nicotine in you. And what happens? Woo! The FDA goes crazy. Oh, we got to ban nicotine. We got to ban it. Huh, folks, there's something really, really wicked going on. And help me out here. Dr. Artist and someone were talking about snake venom. Seed of the serpent? Huh? Really? Ray, come on in.
Yeah, as far as fighting cancer, they want to put you on chemo. They want to cut your body apart. But one of the things, just quick, that we're doing now, these are cancer-killing nutrient food supplements that you can take besides mushrooms and things like that, is a pineapple. You take a pineapple, on the top of it, all those leaves, you pop them all off. There's a little stub that they're connected to. And then you get the core.
Yep.
There's where all your, that's what we throw away.
Yeah, the core.
That's what you want to keep. You take that, you put it in a blender with the pineapple and other stuff. You get a great drink, and it's a cancer killing agent. Same thing with grapefruits. You peel off all that white on it. That's where all your good stuff is. You save that and you blend it up. And, you know, these are things that they don't want you to do. They're effective. And we were able to talk to our doctors when they wanted us to keep going forward and have her cut her breast off and go through radiation. Said, no, you know what we're going to do? We're going to try this instead. It's been proven just as effective, if not more, than what you're trying to do to us.
Amen? Folks, there's a revolution going on. I'm telling you, there's a revolution. And you know what's going on in medical schools? The medical schools are teaching pharmacology only. When was the last time that you went to an actual medical doctor and he put you on a diet? Said, you got to stop eating this and this and this, and you have to take these supplements. When's the last time you went to an MD? Now, you can do that at a chiropractor or a holistic guy. Dr. Sherry Timpany will do that for you. Dr. Paul Goslin would do that for you. And what are they trying to do? They're trying to put both of them out of business. Wow. Benny.
Well, you mentioned nutrients and in our foods. toast ended up being sweet. Some of our food actually isn't even food, you know?
Our food's killing us, Vinny. Our food additives are killing us. Now, Hartzler, I wish I could get John Hartzler in here. Hartzler Dairy up in very famous dairy here in Ohio, up in Worcester, Ohio. And John Hartzler, they've changed everything. They're doing non-GMO products. All of their ice cream, all of their milk, they feed the cattle non-GMO. And he says that's what's making people sick is the additives, the fertilizer they put on the corn, which ends up inside you. Kimberly, come on in.
And go, right before Kimberly, you just mentioned food additives. Hey, doesn't that mean that there's food negatives? There's food subtractions?
Oh, Vinny, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. What did he just ban? Something red, something. It goes into all of our food. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I can't remember the name of it.
Red dye number three.
Red dye, they banned it. How bad must it be if they ban it? Kimberly. Oh, I lost you. Maybe she clicked and went the wrong way. So yeah, red dye number three, I think it was.
I'm here.
There you go. Come on. Yeah, go. Come on in, Kim.
Sorry. I have to have a valve replacement, but I have two doctors. One is a GP and he's here in New York. And I have a surgeon out at Cleveland Clinic. And I don't take the statin drug they prescribed after my stroke because I know what it does to you.
That's right.
And I don't have high cholesterol. I have low cholesterol. So I asked him. I've asked them both. I don't have high cholesterol. Why do you insist on me taking a statin drug? And they both had, these two doctors that don't know each other, the exact same answer. Well, it's kind of been decided that if you take it after you had a stroke, your likelihood of having another one, you won't happen. How did they get that same answer? Yeah, curious.
Yeah, that's right. Because that's what Dr. Timpany said. They just read what they tell them. They don't do any investigation of their own. Quickly, George Howard. Come on in, George.
Yeah, I was going to say, look at Ozempic for people they're doing it for weight loss. And like one of the biggest things with it is stomach paralysis. You got pancreatitis. You got mood issues. And then what was the other? Suicidal ideation and bowel obstruction, you know, crazy thing is people will take this stuff, you know, and it is crazy. But the thing is that you also have to look at is that they are creating a situation where people have to choose the inside aisles of a grocery store because when you're working two and three jobs, mom and dad are both working to make ends meet to survive. And you don't have time to be to sit down to cook your meals from the outside. And they created this dilemma that with fast food, it doesn't even have to be from the grocery store. Look at the fast food. If you knew about Chick-fil-A and you knew about a lot of these fast food restaurants that you think are healthy are not. I mean, just the Chick-fil-A, they said it was like over 200 chemicals just in that process.
Well, it tastes good. It tastes good because it's artificial flavoring.
Right, flavored.
Beth, right. Thanks, George. Go, Beth.
Something nobody ever talks about. We all know that what goes in our bodies is poisoning us, but we don't also talk about what goes on our bodies. I have so many allergies that I can't buy anything that is available in a store for myself. But whenever I started researching what those chemicals are, I praise God for my allergies because he is sparing me so much from the endocrine disruptors and the cancer-causing agents that are in what we put on our bodies. So that is something else that is very important.
Allergies are a signpost, folks. Why do you have that allergy? Why is your body resistant to that? See, we want cheap, easy, go to the doctor, take a pill, medicine.
And the vast majority are petroleum-based.
Hey, Adam, real quick. I'm doing a podcast with Adam today at 9 o'clock. How do they find you, Adam? Quickly.
You guys could just go on YouTube and type in Proverbs 18:13 podcast.
Proverbs 18:13 podcast, 9 o'clock today. Proverbs 18:13 podcast. I'm going to be there with Adam. Got to run. See you tomorrow.